It was a dream partnership that immediately bore fruit.
There it is! The Hawks are premiers for 2008!
And it only got better.
The Hawks are premiers for 2013!
And better.
The Hawks have won the 2014 AFL Grand Final.
And better.
The Hawks have won three premierships in a row.
But all good things must come to an end.
When Alistair's contract expires at the end of 22, we will not be reappointing him.
July 6.
We as a board are very, very confident that Sam can be Alistair's successor.
And they had to come back for a second go to get me out.
July 9.
Yeah, I don't know how many times you're going to ask the question in a different sort of way or anything else, but I'm contracted for next year and I'm staying here.
Last Friday.
We understood, of course, that there was going to be speculation. You know, will Clarkson move? What does it mean? I laugh at it in one way because if they're saying that, they don't really know me well, and that's what I'm trying to portray today. I'll see through my commitment. I've always been that way.
And then, today.
Clarkson will leave at the end of the season. The handover, as we know it, has been cancelled. Alistair Clarkson won't be the Hawthorn coach next year, contrary to the succession plan that they'd announced.
Extraordinary day in football, extraordinary day for the Hawthorn Football Club. G'day wherever you're listening, welcome along around Victoria, around Australia, around the world. St Kilda versus Carlton is the game on the wireless tonight. You are listening to the Friday Huddle on the M's. We'll get to the usual stuff, the top five, beat the chief. Brett Ratton will join us, the coach of St Kilda and cult hero of the week, Val Perovic. Normally we like to be a little bit light-hearted off the top, but tonight we'll be talking football and the Hawks and then loosen up a little bit as the show goes on. Nathan Brown is here, Jason Dunstall is here, Daisy Thomas is here and Damien Barrett is here. Damo, an extraordinary, extraordinary day in football.
It was, Howie, and it's the capping of an extraordinary 3.5 weeks from the moment that Jeff Kennett called a few media out there to outline the succession plan. Sam Mitchell to take over in 2023 after Alistair Clarkson was to see out at that stage the 18th year of his time at Hawthorn as coach, and the narrative that was presented to the public that day, the narrative that both Mitchell and Clarkson have presented regularly since. Last Friday, Alistair Clarkson bringing in personal tragedy into the scenario to say that I will honour my contract, I will be at Hawthorn, this is the person I am. And then you get to today and it's all over. It's all over. He will coach out the remainder of the year, but he will not be going into 2022. And it's been a mess from the outset, Howie.
I think you've got some audio from the press conference today. We might have a listen to that now, Damo, and then open up the discussion. We've got Daisy and we've got the big chief who appointed Alistair in the first place alongside the selection committee. But this is the coach of Hawthorn today.
I'm going to step aside from coaching the Hawthorn Footy Club at the end of this year. We've come to the realisation that this footy club needed some fresh air from 2022 onwards. Our club hasn't performed anywhere near to the level that we would have liked for a whole heap of reasons, and I'm a key contributor to that, of course. And it's my view that the footy club needs to free itself from my shadow, in a sense. No, I don't think I will. I want to take a breath and see what the next chapter is for me. And as I said, that might not even be in football.
We hope that as a result of the goodwill that's been shown by all parties, we now have clear air. And I say that in particular for the players who have, for the last two or three weeks, been confused, which is understandable. And we recognise that while we are a family club, and this hasn't been the most traditional way of a family to behave, it does happen from time to time. But the beauty about this club is it has the capacity, as Clarko said, to continually confound those who make comments about them. No, I don't think we've misled the members. We've done what we thought was the best thing. We thought it would work. As it's turned out, it's caused a lot of confusion. No one's perfect. I accept responsibility for that. We adjust.
So that was Alistair Clarkson, Sam Mitchell together today, and then they stepped aside and the Hawthorn president, Jeff Kennett, came in. I'm a sucker, Damo. I see there's smiles and there's pats on the back and there's laughter and general, this is all good, and I believe it. Should I believe it?
No, you shouldn't.
Right. And okay.
No, but that's okay. And that's okay. I think we have to take people at their word. Whenever they want to present, you do that. But you can't possibly take everything at their word because of what we listened and spoke about this time last Friday.
What's changed in a week, Damo, then?
I don't think a lot has changed, Brownie. I just think the club has come to the realisation it wasn't going to work. And to some point, I want to bring Chief in, and I know it's hard for you to talk about this, Chief, because I think you know a whole lot more than you're going to tell. I don't mean that to be anything other than it is. You're loyal to your contacts and you're loyal to your club. But this is the decision, Brownie, to get back to the question you just asked, that really should have been made on the day of announcement. You can't have someone like Alistair Clarkson with Sam Mitchell, the way it had been set up and the way that Alistair got the answer that he didn't want to get. And don't underestimate him also, too, cleverly behind the scenes, manoeuvring for the 3.5 weeks to get it to a point where the call has been made, that he's not going to be there. He will get a payout. It's a reduced payout because he's taken a pay cut, but he will get a payout. And again, Howie, just before we go to Chief, when he says, I may not contemplate offers for next year, you can't believe it when he says that, because if we're to believe that, what do we believe him last Friday when we all took him at his word that he was going to be there? So Chief, what are you able to tell us about what you know to be this situation? And even if it's just your opinion on what has happened in the past 3.5 weeks.
I can tell you it's been an ordinary day, Damo, from the moment I got woken up by messages coming through on the phone this morning.
Oh, no, before 12.
Correct.
Oh, gee.
Was not happy.
What time were these coming through?
They were coming through about 9.
Oh, gee, whiz, gee.
That's crack of dawn stuff. So that got me off on the wrong foot this morning, let me tell you. Bottom line is I think it's been really poorly handled. I think the way it's played out over the last few weeks, doesn't reflect well on anyone.
Yep.
I think it's become a bit of embarrassment, the way that they've handled it all the way through. So for me, I think if you go back 3 weeks, probably everyone knew what the best outcome was.
Is that the one they've arrived at today?
Yes.
Yep.
And I suspect it was probably the impact on the soft cap in terms of a payout that fashion, if you read between the lines, that probably fashioned the idea of let's have a handover, because you become severely impacted if you pay out and all of a sudden next year's soft cap's got a big chunk missing before you start. So that makes life tough. But we've also seen over the years that handovers, they've never been smooth. They've never really worked. Yeah, clubs get through them, but I don't understand the point of doing it. It's a bit like if you're going to rip the Band-Aid off, mate, rip it off. Yeah. Don't take it off tiny bit by tiny bit.
So, Chief, as a Hawthorn man, as a legend of the club, as a man that's been involved in appointing Alistair, what's your overriding emotion as a brown and gold man today?
A couple of weeks ago I would have said shock, but now we've kind of had time to process it a little bit. I think just disappointment the way that the club's handled it is probably the biggest emotion for me. You'd like to have seen great respect handed out for a great coach. Everyone shake hands, walk away, new coach come in, fresh start, do your best.
Has there been a lack of respect to Alistair Clarkson?
I don't think it's a lack of respect. I think the communication's been poor, and I think everyone just danced around the topic.
Chief, I've got a view now that Jeff Kennett now has to follow Alistair Clarkson out of the club. He was there between 2006 and 11, came back and pushed Richard Garvey off the board at the end of 2017 because he said the club was in a messy state and needed to be fixed up. But it hasn't become any cleaner in his time there. And now he's overseen, I won't say personally, but he's driven this succession plan, which today has blown up in the club's face, in his face. It's made Alistair Clarkson, the four-time premiership coach, have his time at the club brought forward by a year. I would argue, Chief, that he has to go as well, and I think he owes it to the club to do so. Do you subscribe to that view?
I wouldn't cast opinions on other people that are still at the club. Everyone has to live with this decision. So when you work at a footy club, Damo, you make decisions in the best interest of the club, to the best of your ability, to the best of your knowledge. That's all you can do. And then you have to sit and hope that those decisions bear fruits. Now, only time's going to tell whether Mitch is going to be a great coach for the club. He may well be, and I hope he is. I bloody well hope he is. But, you know, you've got to be very careful the way you make these things happen. And I just think they've been a little disappointing in the way that it's all played out. Too many people saying different things.
Are you referring to Jeff there without using
his name? No. I just think too many things have come out of the club, and I'm not pointing the finger at anyone because you never know. You actually never know. One side's not 100% right and the other side's not 100% wrong. So somewhere in the middle is the absolute truth, if that makes sense. And it's just played out in poor fashion.
So the way it's played out today, Damien, whose decision was it? For your understanding, or is that not a fair question? Decision? Was it Alistair's decision?
I feel, Howie, Alistair has been, once he got the answer he didn't want, that is that your time is up at the end of 2022, which is what you were contracted to do, that his mind, he was out. Now, we saw him answer that question that way on the Tuesday when they announced it 3 weeks ago, that it was quite ambiguous how he answered it that. Then he sharpened himself up 3 or 4 days later just for the cameras they were on. The cameras were on again last week, and he didn't take too many questions last week. He presented a monologue for 13 minutes. Certainly something happening this week where he just thought, that's it. Now, that's just my take on it.
Right.
But I feel he'd been angling toward the club or pushing the club down a path that had them making this call official sooner rather than later.
Did they need to make the decision so early? So 3 weeks ago it was made. That's when the rumours were circling that Mitchell to the Pies potentially. Did they need to make it then and there, or should they have taken a breath, given it a week, come up, consulted both of them? They've now spoken. We're big boys. We're in the industry. Do you think that's the part that's been the messiest?
Well, that was where it all started, wasn't it? So they obviously had in the back of their mind that Sam Mitchell would be the next coach, and that's okay. But then they had their hand forced when Collingwood showed interest in Mitch. Now, I don't know why you don't let that play out. I honestly don't. I've got no problem with someone going to another club if he gets the job, if he's good enough to get the job and cut your teeth and do whatever. But I think it was a matter of, we don't want to lose him, because whilst we've got a coach who could be here for a little while longer, he's not going to be the long-term coach given how long he's been here. So they probably saw Sam Mitchell as the next long-term coach. But I probably wouldn't have pulled the trigger that early. I don't think it needed to be, but I'd rather have let Mitch go through the process and see whether he actually gets the Collingwood job and take it from there. And you know what? If he does get the job and he's going well, get him back in a few years' time when his contract comes out.
Just realistically, though, they're never going to make the Pies, that being, we're never going to make a decision in that three-week period that's since been.
Yeah. And it was only an approach to Sam Mitchell. It wasn't as if he was down the path in being offered the job. It was, are you going to be interested in it? And to answer that question, he would have had to have said yes, and he felt the need then to tell Hawthorn, which has basically brought along everything that's happened since. And just, Brownie, just one more thing before you throw in. The fact that both Clarkson and Mitchell, on the day of announcement of decision, admitted, and they both did it separately within 5 minutes of each other, that they had only spoken for 20 minutes about the future. It just proved then at the time that it was rushed and hastily put together, and that has played out every single day since.
It doesn't make any sense, Damo. From a pure football follow-up, you sit there and you look at Alistair Clarkson, who's a four-time premiership coach and probably the best coach of the last 30 years. So as a supporter or a player from another club, I would have loved a coach like that. So that part I don't understand. But somebody has to make that decision. Somebody has to sit there and go, Alistair Clarkson can't take this group forward. We don't think he's got the tools to anymore. We think Sam Mitchell does. So somebody's got to have to make that decision. Well, is it Jeff, or is it a football person like a Richie Vandenberg?
No, I believe it was Jeff Kennett, and the board obviously made that decision. Richard Vandenberg is a director on the board, and the club told us on that day that it was a unanimous decision. Now, again, we believe them until we know otherwise on that. But that was the timeline of events when it came to that part of it.
And the past couple of days, the players going to senior figures at the club and saying, we're not happy with how this is. That a bit of a cover-up, in your opinion? Does that happen?
I haven't got a good grasp on that part of it, Daisy. The senior players, and they're obvious. I mean, McAvoy's one of the senior players. He was appointed captain. He's got an allegiance to Clarkson. I don't have a full grasp on what others have been reporting on that aspect of it, and as such, I'd be remiss here to go too deeply into that side of it.
Howie, you're a Hawthorn supporter, obviously. Chief's a Hawthorn player. He's worked at the club. Damo works in media. Amin Daisy, a former player. As a supporter, a pure Hawthorn supporter, what is the feeling like out there for Hawthorn supporters at the moment?
Well, I can only speak for myself. So you asked me to put a scarf on as a bloke sitting in the crowd cheering on the Hawks. I find it amazing that the best coach of the last 50 years will no longer be coaching the football club. And I also find it an unenviable position for Sam to have to step into, because
it's tough for him now.
Well, he's starting a new job from 15 metres behind the pack, because as soon as he has a loss, oh, gee, if Clarko was here, that wouldn't be happening. Every decision. So I really feel for Sam. But it's hard to fathom that Alistair won't be coaching the football club, and hopefully he continues on. I did note today, Chief, he said he wasn't sure if he was going to continue in football or other areas, but, you know, I think everyone in the game would love to see him coach again at another club now.
Absolutely. And I don't think having 12 months off would hurt him either if he wanted to do that. Just, spend a bit of family time, do whatever he feels like doing, and then look at what options may appear at the end of next season. There mightn't be any around. There might be a handful of them. Who knows? So I don't think he's going to struggle for work.
And there's two clubs right now, certainly one, Howie, with an official vacancy in that position, and another one that is at the back end of a very detailed, thorough review playing tonight, that being Carlton.
I tell you what, if you woke up a bit grumpy this morning, Chief, reading all the headlines and whatnot, I'm not sure David Teague would have been too happy to have seen the papers and all the headlines and the breaking news as well, as a man who's sort of heads on the block at the minute.
We might take a break here because we've done 18 minutes of very serious, earnest football discussion, and that's as much as we need in the show.
It's 18 minutes more than the past 4 weeks, right?
Nemo's been so excited today.
Yes, he's got his time in the spotlight now. Up next, we're going to discuss a photo that has to be seen to be believed, Nathan.
Wow.
We might cast our eye across the Olympics as well. Then the top five beat the Chief with a twist. Brett Ratten and Val Perovic still to come. McDonald's and Remot Water. Triple M Rocks Footy.